Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here as we count down April. Can you believe how fast April is going?
I do not believe it. No.
Yeah, the last full week of April now.
It is nice to have the sunshine, though.
It's great to have the sunshine, and the grass is growing. People are getting their mowers out.
Yeah, lots of activity.
Have to dig out some spring-type stuff. Well, we want to welcome on board the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, inviting you to visit the Valentine area, Cherry County, this coming summer. Go to visitvalentine.com. Did you know the Niobrara National Scenic River is the number one river adventure in the Midwest, and it's also a top 10 in the USA? Tubes, kayaks, and canoes, whatever, float down the Niobrara River, or go to Merritt Reservoir, where there's International Dark Skies, the first one in the state of Nebraska, and it's home of the Nebraska Star Party coming up in July. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com.
And while we're welcoming them to the good stuff, we also want to shout out a thank you to DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale that was this last Friday at Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. Thank you so much for your support for the good stuff. Many blessings on the sale and looking forward to serving you next year.
We want to remind you that this is the week, Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days Adventures
right here happening.
In Valentine. Yeah. It actually starts on Thursday evening with a live radio production on KVSH, of course, one of our many network radio stations here, History of Valentine. Check it all out, oldwestdays.net. It's the same great event, just a different date here in the spring. So it's going to be Old Traditions and New Beginnings during Old West Days, the 25th through the 28th in Valentine.
And, of course, you can go online for all of those details. Discover the pulse of agriculture. From grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations, equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Kim, what do you have to share with us on the good stuff today?
I have the fable of the ant.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Now, I don't know who wrote it. Every day, a small ant arrives at work very early and starts work immediately. She produces a lot, and she's very happy. The chief, a lion, was surprised to see that the ant was working without supervision. He thought if the ant can produce so much without supervision, wouldn't she produce even more if she had a supervisor? So he recruited a cockroach who had extensive experience as a supervisor and who was famous for writing excellent reports. The cockroach's first decision after taking charge was to set up a clock in the attendance system. He also needed a secretary to help him write and type his reports, and he recruited a spider who managed the archives and monitored all the phone calls. The lion was delighted with the cockroach's reports and asked him to produce graphs to describe the production rates and to analyze trends so that he could use them for presentations at board meetings. So the cockroach had to buy a new computer and a laser printer and recruited a fly to manage the IT department. The ant, who had once been so productive and relaxed, hated this new plethora of paperwork and meetings, which used up most of the time. The lion came to the conclusion that it was high time to nominate a person in charge of the department where the ant worked. A position was given to the cicada, whose first decision was to buy a carpet and ergonomic chair for his office. The new person in charge, the cicada, also needed a computer and a personal assistant, who he brought from his previous department to help him prepare a work and budget control strategic optimization plan. The department where the ant worked is now a sad place, where nobody laughs anymore and everybody has become upset. It was at that time that the cicada convinced the boss, the lion, the absolute necessity to start a climate study of the environment. Having reviewed the charges from running the ants department, the lion found out that the production was much less than before. So he recruited the owl, a prestigious and renowned consultant, to carry out an audit and suggest solutions. The owl spent 3 months in the department, came up with an enormous report in several volumes that concluded the department is overstaffed. Guess who the lion fires first? The ant, of course, because she showed lack of motivation and had a negative attitude. The characters in this fable are fictitious, and any resemblance to real people or facts within the corporate world is purely coincidental. And that's why they've added over 200,000 new federal employees recently, and no one can explain why the economy is still challenged. It's not a good time to be an ant.
And that's the good stuff.